We're going to throw it over to Bob Schmidt, the junk luggers here. You got into something we talked about it 3 months ago at a breakfast.
Yes, we did.
I said something to the effect that a lot of our listeners are hiring these estate companies and getting complaints on the show, on the text line. They're not happy. They didn't get as much as they promised. Things disappeared, that there wasn't accountability. And I'm like, I think you should look into it. And you're like, yeah, we are. So
right.
you had your first sale of WGN Listener. Again, husband has dementia. She has stage 4 cancer, lung cancer, which is horrible in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Not that any stage 4 cancer is better than the other, but she had to put all these things together herself while caring for her husband, who was right. going through his challenges and getting out and getting into a new place. And she had a lot of stuff. You want to take it from there, how you helped her?
Yeah, so, you know, again, amazing people, what they've done with their home, and they create this wildlife preserve in their backyard. Great, great home. And it was time for them to find a more suitable living arrangement. So clearly they were challenged and have, you know, getting things cleaned up and cleaned out. And we had the connection through you, David.
Yep.
And as you know, we do remove junk. And we have been thinking about branching out into that estate sales avenue because it's so natural to have those two together. We worked with the customer, and we sat down and went through everything that that she had, and we wanted to make so for us it was very, very important, because per the tips, it's the transparency.
Yep.
Right, we want to make sure that, you know, listeners know what questions to ask, especially around with estate sales. If you're thinking about considering one, know what fees you're being charged for, right? Commission, etc. Right, know exactly what those fees are, so that you are fully aware and know what to expect, and so you're not disappointed at the end. And that's what we're aiming to do. We really wanted to make sure it was absolutely clear. Worked with our customer. She was wonderful. I believe she understood everything. It seemed to work out really well. We completed the sale. We were within $200 of what we expected
nice.
The end result to be, right? So which is really good for both of us, right?
You had a unique situation too. Jimmy Brown of Sarah Leonard's team helped them sell their home. It came from the show, so he did a phenomenal job as well. Or is helping them sell the
helping
her sell the home. Now that it's been cleaned out, there is a lot of stuff that needed to be taken out and put into those boxes, those crates,
movable storage.
Yeah, units. Yeah, you know, the movable where they come in with the forklift, pick it up. You can prepack, and there's no way she's schlepping that stuff out there. And you guys went in there and your team and moved the heavy stuff out. And just made room so you could do the estate sale and clean some stuff out that wasn't sellable and she needed to get rid of. But you kind of killed three birds with one stone. You want to talk about that? Because I know we talked about it on a previous show for our new listeners, you know, in the afternoon here that might not have, be aware of the services that you provide to move heavy stuff out of people's homes as well.
Yes. And, you know, when we were talking with going over our services and what all, you know, she had needed for us to help. Went through that part of it, which is the labor part. So being able to, you know, bring us in, we'll do any kind of labor moving in terms of like from place A to place B, but really loading, unloading those units.
Yeah.
And fortunately, in that situation, when we were about to start that, and she had mentioned that her family was able to help her out.
Oh, nice.
So saved her some money for sure.
Okay.
Not that we couldn't help her, but, you know, she was able to go that route and that avenue, which we were very happy that she was able to do so. And then really it was for us just to go in next and start to prepare. So she was able to move her things out she wanted to keep. She then said, you know what, everything else left here, let's try and get some good sales and revenue for that. And we had our sale. And and again, very important for her as it is for us, we don't want to see it be thrown away.
Right.
Right. Keep it out of the landfills as much as possible. We homed so many of her belongings and things with history and with a lot of story.
What do you mean by that? I know what it means, but our listeners might not know.
She'd been there. I think she lived there for like over 50 years or 40 years in that home. And so these are items that she had had around for a long time, family heirlooms and so on, that they couldn't take with them.
Special,
absolutely. Yeah. In fact, she was very concerned about our plants, right? She'd ask, you help us place the plants.
Yeah.
We actually had, when the customers came in, we said, hey, if anybody's interested in taking a plant, please feel free to do so. And we did that. So again, it was just an overall service to make her feel good about that her things had a new journey.
Sure.
Right? And we're able to move on to that new home.
Great.
And We wrapped things up last weekend, and then, you know, as with our junk lugger side, we were able to come in and clean up the rest, whatever didn't sell, and we donated at least half of that, recycled some of it. She had some metal items that were needing recycling, but yeah, all in all, things went smoothly and things went very well.
Each opportunity is different. Each estate sale is absolutely different. I mean, you're going to Steve's house, it'll take you 4 days just to catalog everything with the chazarai he's got there that he thinks important, but it should really be in the back of a truck. But we digress, right? We don't want, he's got separation issues. What would somebody in a 2,000 square foot house or that home, did it generate $2,000-$3,000? I mean, did it generate more than that, or?
Yeah, so we're hoping to hit right around $4,000 to $6,000.
Wow.
Right, from a revenue perspective. We do have some things still up for auction for her.
Sure.
So we, you know, they are out for live auction, waiting for those to get listed. We didn't hit that mark. We hit around $3,200 or so.
Okay.
Which again is great. But in terms of what was remaining, you know, things were down to a point where, again, we were able to, within $200, match the expectation.
Outstanding.
Of what we
had. All right. Good job.
Yeah, and it helps. Again, I think it helps our you know, people to understand that it doesn't end up in landfill. It gets new homes. It helps defer costs. You know, it really just makes sure that it helps them move forward to the next step.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
Stephen A. Leahy's coming up next, talking about tenants in the entirety and how to hold your title so what we discussed at the beginning of the show doesn't happen, and we'll review what the numerous mistakes that the listener made. First off, being in his 60s and not having any credit. I mean, come on. Wake up. Let's go. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homestead Chicago at 720 WGN. Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Advocates coming up next.